From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Madeline Brand is out on a political story. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an American voice from Iraq. Day to Day begins a series of pieces from military blogs, The War the Soldiers See. First, some other voices on Iraq and today's news from there. The big story is another sign of things going badly. Militia forces, aligned with the radical Shiite political leader Muqtada al-Sadr, have taken over an entire city in southern Iraq, Amara. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has sent an emergency security delegation to intervene and a couple of hundred troops. British forces are nearby. But the Iraqi government is failing to control its own security, and the U.S. may be running out of patience. Earlier this week, White House spokesman Tony Snow said President Bush had called the Iraqi Prime Minister. Mr. Snow said the Prime Minister was worried by reports that the U.S. has a deadline for Iraq's efforts to crack down on insurgents and sectarian militias.
There was a rumor that there were going to be attempts to replace him if certain things didn't happen in 2 months. And the president said, the rumors are not true. We support you.
Day to Day has spent a couple of days tracking the origins of this rumor, and this is what we've learned. Maybe it started in June when Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, spoke to a German news magazine, Der Spiegel. He said, the next 6 months will be critical in terms of reining in the danger of civil war. If the government fails to achieve this, it will have lost its opportunity. So that was June. Then on the first of this month, CNN's Wolf Blitzer asked Ambassador Khalilzad about his remarks in Der Spiegel.
It's been 4 months since you said that. Based on your assessment, the next two months will be critical. Is that a fair assessment?
That's a fair assessment. I stand by that. The government, in the course of the next 2 months, has to make progress in terms of containing sectarian violence.
Or maybe the rumor of a deadline started 4 days after that interview on October 5th. That's when Senator John Warner, a Virginia Republican and the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, spoke about Iraq after a recent trip there.
In 2 or 3 months, if this thing hasn't come to fruition and if this level of violence is not under control and this government able to function, I think it's a responsibility of our government internally to determine, is there a change of course that we should take?
And then there's James Baker, a Republican power broker. The former Secretary of State chairs the Iraq Study Group, an independent panel that's reviewing Iraq policy. Just this past Sunday, on October 15th, Mr. Baker was asked by ABC's George Stephanopoulos about Senator Warner's comment on the deadline.
Ambassador Khalilzad in Iraq has laid out the same timeline, the next 2 or 3 months. Your co-chairman, Lee Hamilton, same timeline, 2 or 3 months. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
So whether this deadline is a rumor or a fact, plenty of senior American officials say it does exist. The question is, what do Iraqis think? We called Mahmoud Othman. He's a member of Iraq's parliament. He's a Kurd. And we asked what he's heard. Mr. Othman, do members of the parliament in Iraq believe that the U.S. has set a deadline of 2 to 3 months for Prime Minister Maliki to control sectarian violence?
I don't know whether they have set a date, because according to what we heard from Mr. Bush in his telephone call with Maliki, he said we haven't set any date. But previously, the military, the senators, everybody was setting dates till the end of this year. So I don't know who is right.
Well, you would think Mr. Bush would be right, but maybe...
I hope so, but every day he talks. I don't know. I can't keep a record of his talks. He talks so much, Mr. Bush, you don't know what's wrong and what's right.
What about that phone call from President Bush to Prime Minister Maliki? Why exactly did the president make that, and why did his press secretary come out and tell reporters that he had made it? Why make a point of that? Another phone call from us, this time to Les Gelb. He's the president emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Having spent half a lifetime in government and the other half a lifetime in journalism, I know there are two explanations. One part of the government is not talking to the other part of the government. And the other is they are doing something privately with Maliki, but didn't want to make the public signals about it so harsh and so stark.
Should the U.S. set a deadline for Prime Minister Maliki?
I don't believe in deadlines. I believe in convincing your partners and allies and adversaries that you're serious. And you can't expect the most difficult kind of problems to be fixed by deadlines. The reason there are these militia forces in Iraq is because those militias protect the different sectarian groups. Those are their armies, and they're not about to give them up because they don't trust the other sectarian groups. So they're going to keep these militias for their self-protection, and we're not going to get rid of them. You know, we tried in Bosnia. The three different groups, the Serbs, Croats, and Bosnian Muslims, each had their separate armies. And in the Dayton Accords, we allowed each of the three parties to keep its own army because we couldn't get them to eliminate those armies. They did last year after 10 years.
The thought of 10 more years of this must seem pretty scary to a lot of American politicians. A final call to see if there really is a deadline, this time to Senator Jack Reed, who is also on the Armed Services Committee. He's a Rhode Island Democrat and a former Army captain. And he was in Iraq just last week, talking to Iraqi and American military officials. Senator Reed, while you were there, certainly you spoke with U.S. military officials. Do they think there is a deadline for the government of Iraq to gain control of the security situation?
Well, I think it's imperative that the government of Iraq control the security situation as quickly as possible. They're not talking in terms of a specific date, but they're really talking in terms of tangible actions that the government can take that will demonstrate that they're moving forward. Disarming the militias, for example, funding Iraqi security forces robustly. These are things that steps they have to take right away.
But the question is there a sense that the government has essentially till the end of this year to get the situation under control or to make some kind of significant, clear advances on security or else lose all credibility?
I think there is this sense in Iraq and in some quarters here in the United States, obviously, that they have to take significant steps to improve the security situation. They have to do it as quickly as possible because the situation is deteriorating day by day. And for the first time, I got the sense from talking to our military leaders in the field that they were talking about that this is really an issue that within the next 6 months, if appropriate actions by the Iraqi government are not taken, then there's a real possibility that this could just slip into an absolute sort of chaos.
2 months, 3 months, 6 months? Maybe it's just impossible to set a deadline. Although that Iraqi legislator that we spoke to earlier, Mahmoud Othman, he says there is a deadline, but it's not one the Americans set.
We had Senator Warner, we had Baker, we had Khalilzad, many others. They all talk about the possibility of making a change towards reversing the situation till the end of this year. They give this 2-3 months, and that is what every Iraqi citizen also is giving. Every Iraqi citizen and everybody thinks that if nothing is made in the next 2-3 months to reverse the situation, and if deterioration continues, then this government couldn't go on, you see. So I think by the bitter reality we are living, a deadline is given by itself. It's a self-made deadline. And everybody is waiting and hoping for a better situation.
Iraqi parliamentarian Mahmoud Othman. We also heard from Les Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations and Jack Reed, the Democratic senator from Rhode Island.